The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Dylan was rubbing his eyes already this morning. It was
I'm so tired.
A late night. I put you in the situation of those who attended the game last night. I know you just stayed up and watched it and were likely able to turn the lights out, you know, the minute it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Which, did it end early and could you have gone to bed? I don't know. It was a weird ending, but I know how tired you are. If you got home from the game last night, what would that... Imagine I'm living in Leduc.
Yeah,
even
okay.
Just Leduc. And I'm home at what time from the game and up this early this morning?
Yeah, you would have been home from the
one?
Game. Nah, probably not that late.
Okay.
12:30.
Do make it easy to get out of Rogers Place. Right? It's not like getting out of Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Getting out of Commonwealth takes 4 days. You know?
It's not ideal.
Getting out of Rogers Place is fairly simple compared to what it could be being downtown and where it is. Getting out of Rogers Place is easier than getting out of downtown just if you work there.
Sometimes.
You know? So they do that. But a late night for many. It looked like most of the crowd stayed until the very end, which...
There was
stranger than it should have.
But. A lot of excitement. The way when you have a playoff wave, you know things are going okay.
Oilers win 7-4. 7-4. Is that what it was? It ended up being 7-4.
Yep.
Was the ultimate the end score. And we'll hit you with a little bit of celebration you're about to find out from Robbie the intern coming up. But he is at Citywide 50-50. So let's get it started, shall we? Citywide 50-50 is underway. The jingle I can't stop singing in my head.
Citywide 50-50, your chance to win something nifty.
Good morning, Robbie.
Hi.
Okay, Citywide 50-50 starts
number one
today. Okay?
Today.
Yeah. Right now, tickets are for sale.
And it's a beautiful morning, isn't it, Robbie?
My goodness.
It's pretty darn nice out this morning, yeah.
Couldn't have asked for anything better to start the Citywide 50-50. So, let's run down the Citywide 50-50. And I'm brand new. I just moved to Edmonton, Dylan.
Welcome.
From Brandon.
How did you enjoy Brandon?
Manitoba.
Brandon, Manitoba. And let me tell you, I don't know. There wasn't a lot to do there in Brandon, Manitoba. We could go to the Brandon, Manitoba...
Wheat Museum.
The Wheat Museum. We could do that.
Love the Wheat Museum.
We could go to the Dice Factory.
Is that really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Canada's best dice are made in Brandon, Manitoba.
Did not know that.
And we could take in a Brandon Cavaliers.
Oh, boy. You're falling apart.
Baseball game. That's it. Man. So we got the hell out of Brandon, Manitoba, and decided to move to Edmonton. And we put this radio on simply because it's 91, and with a car we have started at 88. So I landed on 91, and I don't know what a Citywide 50-50 is. So, Dylan, can you please explain to me what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Citywide 50-50 is something we do here every year, and it's a ton of fun. We've been doing it, what, now 4 or 5 years?
I don't know. I'm from Brandon.
You buy a 50-50 ticket, and, have you ever played a 50-50 in general there in Brandon?
In Brandon, we have 66-33s, right? And then the 1%, we just don't know what to do with it because we're from Brandon.
So starting today, you can visit any A&W locations in and around Edmonton. The select ones today happen to be... Robbie, where are you?
I'm at the A&W Parsons Road, Ellerslie.
Perfect. And then Katie is...
I don't know what any of that is. I'm from Brandon. I just
get a map,
here.
Brandon.
Okay, yeah, type it into your phone, idiot.
Okay.
And then Katie is...
She's north side, closer to St. Albert's at the A&W, just before on the St. Albert Trail, which is technically Mark Messier Trail. Do you know who Mark Messier is, Brandon, guy?
Yeah. No. I just because I'm from Brandon doesn't mean I know everybody from Manitoba. Thanks a lot. Guys,
137th Ave north of Mark Messier Trail. That's where you want to go and see Katie this morning. Now, we have half the jackpot going to Kidsport Alberta.
Mm.
So kids can play sport.
Okay.
And then half could go to you.
Okay.
Which is wonderful. If you get your tickets early, There are two earlier bird prizes this year. Today is the first day, so today you would be getting your tickets early, sir, from Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah.
$1,000 gift card to Mr. Loop.
Okay.
And a Vamoose e-bike valued at $4,300.
Okay.
Fancy.
Now, if these locations aren't right for you, you can always go to kiss917.com and see a location that's going to be closer to you. But get them. Get them now. Get them often. They're $5 a ticket.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Yeah, and things are going to go well if you end up winning.
Okay.
So go see Robbie right now.
Well done, Dylan. You explained it quite well.
I tried.
So for those from Brandon, Manitoba, listening for the first time, you're welcome, and thank you, and welcome to our city.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Now, I don't know if Jay is making this up with her text message. $1,131 hats were thrown on the ice last night when Zach Hyman scored a hat trick.
It was crazy. They had to take like an extra commercial break.
Yeah.
They had to bring out extra people.
They were out there a while.
Yeah.
What, but, I mean, it seems like an odd number to just estimate.
No, I wouldn't.
1,131? Who's the one counting them? Somebody counted them?
Probably in the back. Yeah, that's an interesting fact.
Have you ever counted to 1,000 before?
Probably.
I remember when I did it.
Yeah, when?
About a week before my wedding.
Counted to 1,000? Why?
Yeah, well, my car died, and I had to walk home.
Yeah.
So I counted my steps to see if it would be over 1,000.
How far away were you from home?
It was about 1,800 steps. I wasn't that far.
Okay.
But that's the day I remember counting to 1,000.
It takes a while.
Megan, have you ever counted to 1,000 before?
Yes.
It's boring, Dylan.
It is.
Oh, it's so boring.
I would do it during timeouts.
It's like, of course you did. So they counted 1,131 hats last night?
Yeah.
I mean, and there were some nice hats thrown on the ice.
Well, of course.
You know,
people probably just got the hat for the playoffs.
That's what I was thinking.
And next thing you know, you're throwing it, which is good. I love to see that people are throwing it because nothing makes me more mad than someone that doesn't throw their hat.
So last year, we were at the watch party, you know, when they go and they play, like, in L.A., and everybody can go to Rogers Place and watch the game
And you didn't
there.
Throw your hat.
No, we did. It was my fiancé's son. I bought him a hat to go to the game, and we all were wearing, like, new kind of souvenirs. It was going to be, like, this fun night. And Draisaitl scored a hat trick last year in that game. He threw his hat at a watch party.
Yeah.
A bunch of people were just throwing hats on ice when nobody was there.
Yeah.
At least I get it somewhat last night when, I mean, everybody's kind of swept up in the moment and the players are there.
You have to, right?
But yeah, you have to.
And then you saw all the people outside.
Yep.
Which was, what a beautiful night for it.
Yeah.
A couple fights, of course, as I'm watching them right now.
Yeah. My son was there, and thanks to Yegwave on Instagram, I was like, dude, you got to call me when you get there, call me when you leave, call me when you're on your way, call me when you're walking, call me, right?
At least you didn't see him in any of the fight videos?
I didn't see. Were there a lot of fights breaking out in the moss pit?
Yegwave?
Yeah, there's always something. I went to 2 last year out in the moss.
Fights?
Yeah, and I was actually there when there was all those stabbings the one night.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I was like, okay, let's walk briskly to the car.
Edmonton loves a good stabbing, don't we?
Oh, man.
Anyway, so 1,131 hats thrown on the ice last
night. Very cool.
It's a lot of hat hair leaving.
That's a lot of hats going out there.
Mm-hmm.
Citywide 50-50 is underway. We'll visit with Robbie again in a few minutes' time so you can get your tickets early. Today is the first day. Also, Katie is on very fitting today. Mark Messier Trail
at
the A&W. Robbie is at Parsons Road and Ellerslie at an A&W location there. Obviously, if you go early, you're going to be able to get in on the early bird draws. And we have two or different early bird draws.
Yeah, great ones.
And but we'll need you to bring ginger ale as well to when you go and see Robbie on the south side today.
Please.
How are we tying ginger ale into the citywide 50-50? We'll tell you coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan believes he has the reason why the Oilers were victorious last night. Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Oilers won last night.
I think so.
He believes he's got the reason and who to thank for that. Coming up. Do you want Katie or Robbie first here for the Citywide 50-50? We've got them both on the phone.
Oh, Katie's just a breath of fresh air. Let's talk to Katie.
Hey, breath of fresh air.
Hi, Katie. How are you? Listen, I was up late, Katie.
I know. Me too.
Thank you for coming and getting up early to do this, Katie.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited.
You're committing to do this for the next 4 weeks, right? Next four yeah. weeks with the Citywide 50-50. Real quick, I asked Dylan a question just before we went on.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever know something so much that you find you forget it?
That sounds like a riddle, but I'm sure I do.
Right? Like, I was just dialing the phone numbers to get Katie and Robbie on.
So
now, Katie's I have to look up.
Oh,
with
yeah.
all due respect, Katie.
That's okay.
Robbie's
That's
okay. I do not. 587-920-5049, right?
Yeah.
You had to look it up, though.
But I know it so much that I forgot it while I was dialing it.
That doesn't even make sense.
That happens.
No,
you
yeah.
know, like sometimes if you're filling out your address and you're like, oh, wait, what's my postal code again? You can't tell me you don't know your postal code.
True. And then you have to think about it. You're like, yeah. oh, wait, no, it's that yeah. one. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
I get you.
917-917. Do you ever think about something or know something so well that you forget it?
That's the question?
That's the question.
No.
Your postal code's good. Your phone number. You know, hey, and what's your phone number, please? You never call yourself. You know your phone number. It's
yes.
your phone number.
Of course you know it.
But you forget it.
I've yet to forget my
oh,
phone
yeah,
number.
There was laundry in the dryer. You knew you did laundry. Forgot it was in the dryer. You knew it so well, Dylan, you forgot it.
I don't know about this.
Right?
Seems a little silly.
Like this morning, I'm remembering I had dairy last night.
Okay.
No.
Megan also knows I had dairy last night. It doesn't matter.
Don't you, okay. aren't you, don't you know you're not supposed to have dairy?
Well, I tried this lactate all of you guys told me about.
Yeah? How much did you take?
Not enough, Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Not enough. I'm learning. Anyway, Katie, which one are you at? You're at the one like kind of just north of, or just south of St. Albert, right?
Yeah, so it's St. Albert Trail and 137th Ave, the new area there, the nice new A&W. That's mm-hmm. where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. A&W will be hosting these. So if I happen to say which one are you at and don't say A&W, that's my mistake. A&W's are where we'll be for the most part selling 50-50 tickets, right?
Yeah.
So we thank them for hosting A&W. They've been a partner with Citywide 50-50 for a while. Is it a slow start to the morning, Catherine?
Yeah, after a Oilers
yeah,
game,
yeah.
it's a little slow start, but so far we're at 190.
100? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
$190.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
okay.
That's not slow in my mind.
Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Thank you, Katie.
Absolutely.
Also, we're collecting cases of Canada Dry ginger ale with today's Citywide 50-50 with Robbie.
Are
you interested in having people bring ginger ale to you? We don't want to lasso you into something that could be a lot of lifting and a responsibility here this morning if you're not.
No,
in.
I got an SUV. I can okay. fit in there.
All
we're
right.
good.
All right, cans of Canada Dry ginger ale,
yes,
please.
Yes, please.
Bring them and drop them off for Katie. Thanks, Katie. We'll talk to you in a
yes.
little bit.
Thanks, guys.
Go see her at the A&W location just south of St. Albert Trail. The reason we are collecting ginger ale, Dylan, you care to explain it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is my girlfriend's grandma's birthday on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, she turns 90 years old. And mm-hmm. back in 1965,
mm-hmm.
her husband, Bob, ended up winning a contest for the Edmonton Eskimos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were named at the time.
Don't get mad at me.
Yep. Please. But he won a contest. He got to go to the Grey Cup. He got a brand new car. And a year supply of ginger ale. The ginger ale never showed up. And Grandma Rosie told me this story recently while we were out for dinner. And I thought, well, that is a wrong that we could probably right.
Mm-hmm.
So on her 90th birthday on Saturday, we are going to spell out 90 with ginger ale boxes and surprise her with just a year or more supply of ginger ale
right.
that she finally can get after 59 years.
So like when you walk into a grocery store and they have, and I'm assuming there are several in the city that have Go Oilers Go spelled
oh, yeah.
pop
Belmont
pieces.
Sobeys.
Belmont Sobeys has that, right?
Yeah.
We want that except like Rosie or 90. If we get enough, Rosie.
Yeah.
We don't get enough, just 90.
90, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And the idea will be that she finally at 90 years old will get the 1965
year supply of ginger ale.
Oh, and it will be such a special moment.
Right.
And I just, the whole city coming together to make this happen has been amazing.
So Robbie's got the plan of the template of how to spell it. We need both diet and regular Canada Dry because the box is all going to look the same, right?
Right.
So
yeah, yeah.
regular, the green ones, diet, the white ones. So if you're buying a Citywide 50-50 ticket today, we yeah. ask that if you have time and if you have the want to, please drop off a case of Canada Dry ginger ale.
It would be awesome.
For Robbie or for Katie. Robbie is at the Parsons Ellerslie Road A&W, right, Robbie?
Yeah, I nailed it.
Are you noticing a lot of tired folk after watching last night's game?
Oh, it's just inevitable, right? Yeah. First playoff game, yeah. It's just one of those mornings.
There's an adjustment period to this, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We have to adjust to staying late every other night. We get the raw deal. We get the 8 o'clock games. We get the. What time did it officially start? Did you look at the clock when they dropped the puck last night? Dylan's head has dropped into his hands. He's so tired.
Yeah, 20 after maybe.
20 after 8. Okay, so it's going to take a few days for us to get used to this.
Can they play like Carolina? Does that help us?
It would for the away games.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not going to be for a while.
Oh, man.
That's not till way later down the road. We're stuck with these 8 o'clock games, except on the weekends. And I love that they do that, right? Don't they play at like 6 o'clock on Sunday or something like that?
No, I think they play at 8:30 on Sunday.
8:30? Oh, no, it's on Friday they play earlier. Of course they do. Of course they can get the game over early because nobody has to work on Saturday.
Friday is also a late game.
Oh, it is at 8?
Yeah, 8:30.
Okay, forget what I'm saying.
They're probably all going to be around that time.
Well, then that's what we're dealing with.
8:30, 8:30, and we don't know if there's a game 5 yet.
So a slow start this morning to the citywide 50-50. Well, to the citywide. Yeah. But the citywide 50-50, Robbie at Ellerslie and Parsons at the A&W. Where are you at right now?
Well, we're just getting started. We've sold a few tickets, thankfully.
Not many, huh?
Got a bottle of ginger ale, though.
Hey!
Sandra.
Hey! All right. What are we going to do with a bottle of ginger ale?
Ah, we'll make it look nice.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. We'll add it to the collection. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay.
Robbie, you're at how many?
How many tickets sold? Ooh, baby. Oh, 7. 10? 9.
$45. $45.
Okay, well, you're off to a slow start.
Katie's got more than double that right now already.
Nice job, Katie.
Okay, get your citywide 50-50 tickets. Thank you, Robbie. Talk to you in a little while, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, text messages of people who are forgetting things, Dylan. We got a lot of people who forget things that they should know.
Like?
Their birthday.
Uh-huh.
One person forgets their birthday.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Yep. Their credit card pins.
Oh, of course.
How are you forgetting that? Your kid's name.
Kids' names. Sometimes you have a lot of them, Dylan. You can't keep them all straight.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
It's actually a thing I learned in psychology when I was a dropout back in the day.
Yep.
But it was... You know when you're driving home and you forget the drive home constantly?
Yes. I've got lost on my way home.
Your brain just sees that already as like a piece of information that already exists.
Right.
So it just cancels it out.
Doesn't need to think about it.
And just keeps going.
Dylan?
I worry about you driving. Very much so.
You get lost on your way home?
Yikes.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Hat trick last night, and according to Jay, who messaged the show earlier, 1,100 and how many was it? 1,100 and...
I have no idea. I didn't see that.
1,131 hats were thrown on the ice last night.
That's a lot.
Buy a new hat. Let's say they averaged about, I don't know, $35?
Well, I mean, that plaque that Robbie got was $45, that little... flimsy thing, so I'm assuming a hat would probably be like 60.
Yeah, sometimes some of the hats are 60. If we call a hat $35, because I'm sure there were some pretty cheap hats thrown and some pretty expensive ones, that's $39,585 worth, approximately worth of hats thrown on the ice last night.
Gotta throw them.
Hyman scored a hat trick.
Very neat to see.
All right. I'm sorry, what's your name? We were up till 11 o'clock watching hockey last night. I'm not going to remember anything today.
It's all good. My name is Forrest.
It's Forrest. How would I have forgotten? Dylan, I couldn't see the forest for the trees.
I don't know if this is... I don't know if that's...
Run, Forrest, run.
Forrest has...
Oh.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, I hear it. Oh, believe me, guys, I hear it all.
Yeah.
I hear it all.
Yeah.
My wife's name is Jenny, so...
Get out of here!
Hey.
Really?
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Dylan, you haven't seen Forrest Gump, right? Or have
no,
you?
No, I watched it, but I don't remember it.
His girlfriend's name is Jenny, like the girl that he loves for his entire life. Her name is Jenny.
Was that his girlfriend?
Well, Forrest, what would you say? I mean, she wasn't great to him.
She was a heathen.
She was, and she kind of kept him on the side a little.
Oh,
right? She
yeah.
knew she could always fall back in. You know what? I'm a little mad at Jenny.
Yeah.
I realize we're dealing with a movie from 1996, I believe, right now, or 95.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, Jenny from Forrest Gump was kind of the bad guy. She was the villain.
Okay.
Right?
It's true.
I don't remember what happened. Did she cheat on him?
No. Well.
She just took advantage of
him. She took advantage. She didn't treat him great.
No.
She knew that he was, he had his special gifts. And she took advantage of him completely. Now, she had her own kind of skeletons and her own trauma that she had to deal with. But, like, Forrest Gump just waited around decades for her. And then finally, in the very end, well, spoiler alert. Can you spoiler alert Forrest Gump or not? Oh, well, you really did it there for us. Okay. I wasn't going to say that part. So you, when did you marry a Jenny, before or after the movie came out?
Oh, far after the movie. We got married 3 years ago.
Okay, and I imagine you hear that all the time, and we should just shut up because you're sick and tired of hearing that Forrest married Jenny.
I haven't heard it today yet, so not today. You guys are good.
Okay, well, it's 6 o'clock. All right, Forrest has a question about stuff going on the show, so what is it, Forrest?
Yeah, so my question is, when are you getting your tattoo?
Yeah, good question.
Because I thought maybe you would have gotten it at the tattoo convention this weekend.
Right, so, yes, and thank you for bringing up the tattoo convention. I have to get a tattoo. I have to get a neck tattoo sometime in the next, like, week and a half because it snowed a week ago today, right? Was it Tuesday? It snowed. Mm-hmm. And I had a week prior to that said that it wouldn't snow again, and I do this every year, the no snow guarantee, to which it usually always snows afterwards.
And right.
I get punished. And the punishment this year was an unruly and an unreasonable neck tattoo.
No, because you always speak out and you need to be punished because you're going to learn.
So I consulted the tattoo artist of choice. And he was, like you said, there was a tattoo convention this weekend. So he was far too busy, obviously, with the tattoo convention. And then he needed yesterday as, I guess, a decompression day. A lot of tattoos, I guess, they were given at the tattoo convention. I don't know. I will be chatting with him today.
Cool.
I would assume the tattoo will be given as early as, I'm not going to say tomorrow. Because that seems like a lot quick turnaround, given that I haven't spoken with him. And I want to change a little something on the design.
You do know, though, and it is written in the contract.
I know.
That
yes.
If you take longer than 2 weeks, you get another punishment by me.
I have visited with the...
Is that punishment another tattoo on the other side of his neck?
I better not.
We'll make it worse than that. We need to get him because you need to get it done in the 2 weeks.
I have met with him. We have talked about the design. He had a little. He did it on an iPad, which I don't know if that's good or not. I don't know. But anyway, so it's the ball is a rolling, and I would say that if at the latest, I believe I'll be walking in here wearing a turtleneck on Monday.
Okay.
At the latest.
All right.
Okay. So I know that that's getting awful close, Dylan, but given schedules and whatnot, if it doesn't happen earlier, Monday I'll be in here with a turtleneck, a whole collection of turtlenecks, because I'll have to wear turtlenecks now for the rest of my life.
I'm just telling you, if there is no mercy, you have known there is no mercy.
I know.
If on Tuesday you do not have it,
I know.
Wednesday will be hell.
It is getting done.
Okay.
Unless they forget about it. Will you guys forget about it if I just don't, if Forrest didn't call?
No, that's not something. We're waiting on it.
All right. See you later, Forrest.
All right. You guys have a good one.
It's time for you to run, Forrest. Run, Forrest. Run. It's an old movie. I don't know why.
It's not even a.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
If your bucket list, anywhere on your bucket list, includes get a breakfast teen burger, like Dylan said, is the best time of day to have a burger.
Oh,
slash
something different about a breakfast teen burger.
Meet Robbie the intern at the same time. Well, today's your lucky day.
Absolutely.
Wow. What a coincidence. You can do all of that with the Citywide 50-50. Robbie is at the Parsons Road and Ellerslie A&W this morning. Today's the first day we're selling 50-50 tickets. Katie is at the A&W on, like, Mark Messier Trail / St. Albert Trail, kind of just south of St. Albert. So those are the two locations to get your Citywide 50-50 tickets as we've started now. And over the next several weeks until the end of May, we collect money, split it. Half goes to Kidsport and half will go to you. So find out how Southside is doing versus Northside this morning in a little bit. Ginger Ale is involved, but Michelle's here. Dylan, good morning, Michelle.
Morning.
All right, so we're all tired this morning from the hockey game. Michelle, did you watch the hockey game? Do you care about the hockey game?
I care about tonight's game with Vancouver, so I'm wearing my jersey today.
She's one of those, Dylan. She's one of those. She's in enemy territory.
Okay, get her off the phone as quickly as possible.
Wait a second. You would have to stay up just as late or even later because of the time zone, right?
I guess we'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an even later game, I think, Dylan.
No,
or
thank
the same
you.
As our time. So people are a little groggy. I forgot Robbie's phone number when dialing, and I just mentioned, just, you know, because we like to chat. I said, my God, you ever get that where you know something so well that you forget it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan's like, you're an idiot. He's like, nobody does that.
Not like I thought.
Slow down, Dylan. Yeah. Michelle.
Yeah.
You're pretty forgetful, right? The things you know? Tell Dylan the things you know that you don't know.
Phone numbers is definitely one of them.
Phone numbers, numbers you every time.
But, you know, the one that kills me, because I feel terrible every time I call my kids by the wrong name, but I forget their name.
Mm-hmm.
I call them each other.
Do you forget their name, or are you just getting older?
Well, I'm definitely getting older. I don't know that that's it, because I think I've always done it. After you have more than one kid, then you have to remember more names, and it gets more difficult.
Well, that's
but you named them!
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy, right?
But you're so used to calling them certain names, Dylan, that you can't remember their real names. They're kids. You want to call them names sometimes that aren't their names.
Okay.
And sometimes the wrong names come out.
And two of them have to start with the same letter, so yeah. I confuse them all the time.
Well, and
Jesse and Jaden, I don't know why I call them by each other's name all the time.
That's if we can, Michelle, how old are your kids, Michelle?
The oldest will be 30 this year, and the youngest is going to be 20 in a couple months.
Yeah, so I've got a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old, Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I could offer a piece of advice to anybody that's in labor right now heading to the hospital,
okay.
If you have your first kid today, fine, name it whatever you want.
Yeah.
The next time you have a kid, or if you're having your second kid right now, do not use the same first letter.
Nope.
It's going to come back to haunt you and everybody in your family because they're going to call them the wrong names all the time.
But you have different...
I do.
Oh.
Coral's kids are Milo and Modena.
Right.
All the time. Well, here's the thing. Robbie, who normally sits over there, he's selling 50-50 tickets today.
Yes.
He starts with an R. My son starts with an R.
Yes.
Riley, Robbie. I get them confused all the time, and it hurts Robbie's feelings
it
when
really
I do
does.
That. You know?
He does not like that.
It's just when we get older, we've got so much stuff in our brains.
Is that it? Because I feel like we have less stuff in our brains these days.
It's just all bouncing around, Dylan. That we get confused. We're old. Oh, I'm an old man. I'm easily confused.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
So I was wrong.
Phone numbers in your kids' names, hey, Michelle?
Yes, I'm really bad for that.
Yeah, but we don't need to remember phone numbers anymore. It seems silly.
Well, the funny thing is, I remember my phone number from when I was, like, in elementary school, but I forget my current phone number all the time.
Oh, yeah, the old 281-8989. That was my number. How do you forget that number when I was growing up,
you
right?
You needed to remember that one back in the day. Now we just don't need to remember. Like, I don't need to remember my address. I don't need to remember my credit card. No, none of that. It's all there
unless
somewhere.
You have to call somebody from a landline.
Oh,
you ever get this where you open your phone, you open the contacts on your phone because you're calling somebody from a different phone? And you open it, and they have three numbers?
Yeah.
Because you've just entered their new number in a bunch of times?
Yeah.
So you open it, and you're like, oh, my God, I haven't deleted their other numbers.
Right.
Or your phone refuses to forget their other numbers for some reason. And you're like, I don't know which number they are.
You have to go in to manually delete them.
Yes.
And then at that point, I don't know.
If it's too late
three,
now,
you're just,
I've texted people to their phone and asked them what their phone number is.
What?
Because I don't know what number to use. When I open them up on contacts, there's three numbers.
Which number should I
imagine
use?
Imagine getting that text. Hey, I'm texting your phone here. What's your phone number? I want to call you.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it happens because we're so damn forgetful in the things we know. Postal code, another one that gets you, Michelle?
What's that?
A postal code, is it another one that gets you?
I can remember mine, but I always forget my boyfriend's, and I use his address for everything, so I'm always asking him what it is.
Another one, your license plate, when you have to enter it in when you're paying for parking?
Yeah.
It took me a while, but I park all the time, so I have it memorized.
Yeah. I got mine memorized,
I've got to have it take a picture of it. It's a favorited picture of mine.
Isn't yours CNN?
Yeah. What's the last part?
17...
I think you're right, actually. I think you know my license plate number, Dylan, and I have no clue what it is. All right, see you later, Michelle. Thank you.
Take care.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Dylan should be celebrated. Dylan is the reason that someone in this city is celebrating this morning. He is here to parade and celebrate his triumph. But first, Tammy, with a quick question about the $20,000 sound, right, Tammy?
Yes.
Okay. What is your question, Tammy?
What time are you playing the secret sound this morning? Because I've realized I've actually used that item?
We play it at the same time every day. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and then 2 p.m. with Jeff, and 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. with Jeff. So every day it's the same time.
Have you gone to kiss917.com and checked to make sure your guess hasn't been guessed?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And it's not on there, and you believe you use it, what, every day? You know the sound, like, because you've recognized it?
I would say that I've been listening along, and I've heard the sound, and it struck me the other day that I would say I've used it in a former career. And I haven't been able to replicate it because I don't have that item, not in that job. But I have made that sound myself.
Okay. Care to share what the job was? What was the industry? A little hint? Or no, you're keeping it quiet because you want the $20,000.
Oh, that's a tough question. Let's say that I worked in an office.
Okay.
Narrowing it down then. Hey.
Okay. Something from her past job in an office.
Makes sense.
Thanks for all the help, Tammy. We'll give you a code word in 20 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
20 minutes to guess the $20,000 sound. And we don't know if she knows it or not. A lot of people say, oh, I know it for sure. And then they say what it is, and it's on the list, and it's been guessed 100 times. Right.
So good.
So, but we'll give you the code word coming up at 8 o'clock. And like we said, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, right?
You got it.
Sorry, I was just getting the good dudes intro ready, Dylan, because it's time to celebrate Dylan as a good dude.
Where'd all the good dudes go? We'd like to know. So the search is on. For the best dude in the world.
Okay, Dylan. Why are you? We've been searching for the good dude. The best dude in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Dude can be a girl. Dude can be a guy. Dude can be a they. A dude can be a completely inanimate object. It was an old shoebox, the tissue paper that comes in an old shoebox that's balled up in the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good dude one time. Saved a child from drowning. It was amazing.
It really was.
Dylan, why are you the good dude of the day today?
Well, I don't know if I can take all the credit.
Oh,
I got to pass some of it to my girlfriend.
Okay.
Because remember when she introduced me to the peanut butter mousse pie?
Vies for pies.
Yep. And when she introduced me to that pie, because I had never had it in the city.
Would not stop talking about it.
I went on a rampage.
Megan,
to make
were you
sure
here
everyone...
when he was talking about that? Or was that back before
that
you?
Was before
that
my
that
time.
Was Pat? Have you ever had a piece of this pie?
No, I haven't.
Wowzers.
Oh my God, Megan.
Do yourself a favor and get one.
Where is it?
It's a little rich.
Vies for Pies.
Yeah.
You go to Vies for Pies, you ask for a slice. I mean, if you're an idiot, you ask for a slice of peanut butter
mousse
pie.
Still ask for three whole pies, yeah.
You get a whole pie. Trust me, they freeze amazing. They're so delicious. I was going on about it constantly not because they wanted me to, because I believe so much in the product.
It consumed you.
It really did, and I consumed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I got an email this morning, and what an email to receive.
Okay.
It says, "Good morning, Dylan. We at Vies for Pies just wanted to share with you that our peanut butter mousse pie received a best dessert award from Edify magazine this year.
Look at that.
We feel that your support had a large part in making this happen, and we would just like to say thank you very much. Thank you, Josh.
Okay.
You are welcome. You have made an amazing pie, and I wanted everyone to try it, and it sounds like a lot of people
did. So it's the best dessert in the city?
Received a best dessert award from Edify magazine.
You know your desserts, my man.
Heck
yeah!
You
called it, right?
The peanut butter mousse pie from Vies for Pies. I've been telling you about it forever, and now Edify has confirmed.
It's rich.
It's rich, but it's delicious.
It's one of those ones that it's so rich that you're like, oof, I can only have a small piece. And then you have three small pieces.
Yes.
Because it's so rich.
Yes.
Right? Oof, that's rich. I'll have one more.
It is so good.
And you're right, it does freeze really, really well, yeah. Which we often forget to do because we either A, eat it all, mm-hmm. or B, don't want to freeze it for anyone else.
Right.
That was part of, you know how yesterday we were sharing out in pickle trouble, right? I got in a pickle.
Yeah.
Because for my fiance's birthday back on April 5th, I had food ordered and her favorite pickles, and then she had to go away for a week, so I gave pickles to you guys,
right.
The leftover pickles.
She was mad about that.
I also had the peanut butter pie as part of that birthday dinner.
Oh, good.
And she had a piece and then went away, and I ate the rest.
Oh, you didn't freeze
any of it? I didn't freeze any of it.
That was her birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to have to throw that birthday party all over again. I really screwed that. I gave away her pickles and I ate all her pie. Oof. Happy birthday, hon.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a great pie.
It really is.
And because you waved the peanut butter pie flag so much last year, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been a while now because it's been part of, I don't know, just a fabric of my life now for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the best dessert in the city.
Yeah. So that's very kind of them to send an email and say thank you. But honestly, the thanks goes to Vi's because that pie is life-changing. And thank you to my girlfriend.
80-20 your way, Dylan.
Who showed me the pie because without her, I'd be nothing.
A text message says, if Dylan truly was a good dude, he would take Megan to Vi's for pies and treat her to a pie. I don't mean to rub it in, Megan, that you've never had one, but Dylan bought one and came all the way to my house and dropped it off at the door. Two of them, I believe.
Yeah.
Dropped two of them off at my house. He came out of his way to come to my house to bring me pie. Hasn't even given you a piece, huh?
Yeah.
They open at 10 today, so unfortunately.
Can't be done, huh?
Oh.
I'll get you a pie eventually.
Congratulations, Dylan.
Yeah.
You and Vi's for pie. Best dessert in the city.
I feel good about that.
A little piece of you won that award as well.
Yeah.
Right, that's good.
That's amazing.
Dylan is well connected, not only with the best pie in the city, but he knows the person who can take full credit for the Oilers' win last night.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So we'll do that. Plus, the citywide 50-50 continues. Robbie is at Ellerslie and Parsons Road at the A&W location there. Katie's on Mark Messier Trail. Today's the first day. Somebody is in our parking lot getting a ticket from the police
right now.
It's very distracting. I don't know what they did, but the police.
That looks like a fast car, though.
The police have pulled them over and they came into our parking lot to have a stern talking to.
Best part about it, his license plate number is Subawoo.
Uh oh.
Should be interesting.
We got a police incident in our parking lot right now. Get your 50-50 tickets. We'll tell you all about it coming up.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
They goed last night.
They sure did.
A 7-4? 7-4.
7-4 was the final. And it was a fun game to watch. The crowd was into it. And we have the reason why they won.
Okay, Dylan is taking, I guess, connected credit to why the Oilers won. I think I know what this has to do with. Go ahead, Dylan.
I at least have the answer. I'm not taking any of the credit. I will give all the credit to Jack's Burger Shack.
Okay.
The owner, the founder, the creator, my good friend, too. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So the story goes... You were gone last time when we had two on.
You weren't here.
Right. So correct me if I have any of this wrong.
Go ahead.
Okay? Let me see if I've got it right. So this started last year? Is that correct?
Yeah, sometime last year.
Okay. Last year, the two was... And Jack's Burger Shack has two locations, but one is on Jasper Ave, like just, three blocks away from Rogers Place,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the Oilers coaching staff, again, correct me if I get any of this wrong, started getting Jack's on the day before a home game.
On the day of a home game.
Right. When their home stand, so if they were here for like 3 days or 4 days or five games or whatever,
they would choose one of the games and they would go and get Jack's.
And they would always win that game.
That's what they found out. Two didn't realize this, the owner of Jack's, for a while. And then someone told you to? One of them let you in on the secret?
Yeah, they just said, like, we haven't lost since we started eating these burgers. And then so we started paying attention. Like, no, there's no way. Because like, they've probably been there a dozen times or so, once every homestand. So we're like, yeah, there's no way. And we started paying attention, and they haven't lost.
So then the pressure starts to add up, right?
Yeah, it's not so fun anymore.
So, well, hold on. So all this season, on the day they would order some lunch from you, they would win that game?
They'd win the game, yes.
Every time?
Every single time.
There wasn't one single time where it backfired?
No.
Did they order it yesterday?
They did.
I have the picture of the delivery happening.
When you're delivering it now.
Yeah, okay. They deliver it right to the door that says media entrance.
Oh, there you've got a whole tray. So how many are in on this? How many lunches are you bringing?
13. So coaches and training staff.
Coaches and training staff. So they have their ritual lunch that is now turned into, are they superstitious about it? Are you superstitious about it? Like, are you all superstitious about it?
I don't know so much about them, but we're definitely superstitious about it now at work. One of the staff members came in yesterday and said they haven't won a game one in 7 years, so we don't want them to call an order today because we don't want our streak to be broken.
Right.
So every time the phone rang, I don't want to break this thing that we got going. I know we have nothing to do with them really winning the games. It's just like cool.
We have everything to do with it. It was just like my fiance's son came downstairs and the Kings scored two goals. We sent him back upstairs.
Right, of course.
It's absolutely stuff that doesn't happen at Rogers Place. It's all the other stuff. That's why they win or lose. So you got to keep doing this.
Your phone rang yesterday, and when you heard them on the other end, you just thought, oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I was sweating a little bit. It's really, the call is like, they're calling Batman. They give us a code, like, we're on for today, 13, good, bye.
Is it the same order every time?
The same order every time. Mm-hmm. So they just call, can we have one today? Can you bring it? And they just tell us what time. We bring it over, and it's good to go. But yesterday was a little stressful.
Now, what happens if one of them decides in the middle of this playoff run to go vegan, and they want your veggie burger?
Make them a vegan burger. I make them whatever they want.
Yeah, they can't change it.
No,
the order's got to be the exact same.
Yeah, I think they know that. They're in sport.
Okay. So, for clarification, though, it's only once during the homestand. So do you have to bring them burgers tomorrow, or you're covered for the first two games?
I don't know. Now, we only ever do once a homestand. So if they're home, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we'll do one of those games.
Okay.
The playoffs, I don't know.
What are we doing here?
Tomorrow, when they're playing, if they don't get it and they lose, then we know for sure the
it's
answer.
It's the burgers. The burgers are the trick.
But they also don't want to go to the well too many times. If this is, in fact, the reason, I mean, do you really want to do it on a game two?
See, here's a text message, and we'll give you the code word for the $20,000 sound in just a second, but, I mean, this is a big deal right now. Text message says 100% it's Jack's Burgers because they haven't won a game one in 30 years. So they had burgers last night. They won a game one. It's the only thing. It's the only reason. It has nothing to do with the hat trick from Hyman.
No.
It has nothing to do with Connor McDavid getting 5 points.
No.
It's the burger.
It is. I told you those burgers are awesome.
So I'm just curious on if they call you tomorrow or they don't call you tomorrow because they only call you one time during.
They can't push the luck. Do you know what kind of pressure that would be?
I don't know what to do here. I'm under pressure just hearing about it.
And then, so they go away to L.A. for two, and then they come back. Does it reset, and then we get another one? It has to, right?
Right.
That's what'll be interesting, because the homestands will only be one game after the first two games, right? So if it makes it that far, obviously.
And if it goes to game seven, you want to make sure you have the Jack's power behind you.
I don't know what to do here. I am stressed out already about this.
Good luck.
Okay, now here's the last question, and then we'll let you go, because you're busy, spreading good luck around the city. What if, as a smart businessman, it would behoove you to take an order from the LA Kings?
I don't know.
If the LA Kings coaches and training staff catch wind of this and they call you and they want to order Jack's Burgers, I mean, that's money out of your pocket if you say no. You're a businessman. You're running a burger place. Mm-hmm. Do you decline bringing burgers to the LA Kings?
I'd probably get run out of town for that one, but That's a tough question.
Poison the burgers.
I just wouldn't make it with any love, that's for sure.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good.
Drop them on the floor, too. Interesting. Okay, thanks, too.
Anytime, guys.
Someone texting saying, can they talk to the Elks coaching staff, maybe? Yeah,
exactly.
Fair.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, this is fun, and it's been fun for a while. I've been following along with them for the better part of the year.
But now it means quietly. Business. Oh. Now it's playoff time.
I hope it continues.
Okay, we'll follow along with that little streak. Game two is tomorrow night.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Text message for you, Dylan.
Yes?
Can you slowly repeat where I can get that special dessert, the peanut butter pie that won best dessert in the city?
I can go as slow as you need.
Mm-hmm.
Vies for pies. It is called the peanut butter mousse pie.
And Dylan's taking full credit for it being awarded dessert, best dessert in the city.
Yeah, I feel like I had something to do with it.
Well, you spread the word because it became your. This is it, Dylan.
Oh man!
In a nutshell, Dylan will find something.
Yeah.
Right. There's two streams of Dylan. One stream is he'll find something, an interest or a hobby, and it's very frustrating, but also very. Inspiring to watch because he will master that. He will master that hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, interior design was one, photography was one, cooking was one. You mastered the sourdough mix or whatever it is, starter, like just on and on and on. You just keep working at something until you have it perfect, and then you get bored of it and move on to something else. I wish I could be like that.
Right.
But instead, I just love TV. And then the other thing with Dylan is he'll find something, and whether or not we've found it and know all about it or have never heard of it, it will be the greatest thing in the world, and you have to do it.
Yes.
And it will become his obsession that he will claim in the moment he will never, ever, ever get enough of.
Right.
And then he'll just vanish from his stream of consciousness.
I just get so excited about, like, things that, like, when I get a feeling, this is how it works. Honestly, this is my head, in case you're curious. This is what happens. When I get a feeling that is good, when I get that dopamine rush from something, I want everyone to feel as good as I do in that moment.
Right.
And I want to share that with every single person. So when I was introduced to the peanut butter mousse pie by my girlfriend, when she gave it to me and I felt it for the first time, I was like, I have to make everyone feel this.
Right.
Everyone has to have this feeling. And then I just go on a rampage until everybody I know feels it.
Right.
And then if someone disagrees with me, I want to fight them.
You act as if, A, you discovered it.
Yes.
And, B, you will never get over it.
Yes.
You did that famously with the television show Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Which we had all been watching for the better part of 10 years. And you discovered it on I don't know if it was Netflix or Crave or wherever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You discovered it and came in and was like, you guys got to watch this show. And no matter how many times we said, Dylan, we have.
Yeah.
Years ago. You're like, what a great show. You should try it.
Prison Break, same thing.
Prison Break.
I was so excited to tell you about Prison Break, even though you told me about it.
One day he's going to come in here and go, have you seen Titanic? It's really good.
Yeah.
But he hasn't watched it yet.
Not yet.
So that's his thing. So Vies for Pies is a chocolate peanut butter pie that they've been making for, I'm assuming, a decade.
Longer,
if not
probably,
longer than
yeah.
that. And you discovered it, late last year. And now it's like the newest dessert ever. And you said, I will never go a day without eating one.
Right.
When was the last time you had a piece?
Oh, it's probably been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Text message says, wait, sounds like Dylan's girlfriend should get credit for getting the pie.
Yes! No, yes!
For them getting best dessert.
What are you doing over here?
She told me about it and I started yelling from the mountaintop.
What a real shine stealer.
No! She told me!
Did you hear that, Katie? Katie!
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Did you hear that? Dylan's trying to take credit for something his girlfriend discovered.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I was texting.
You were texting?
Yeah, because we are almost out of tickets here, so we need more.
Well, that's a good sign. Oh, yeah, she's doing the citywide 50-50.
Happening.
Wait a second. You are confident enough in your phone that you'll text while you're on a call?
Yeah.
Oh, never.
What?
No.
That. I'm texting right now.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
While speaking to us?
What if you hit the wrong button?
Well, you shouldn't because you're in the text.
It's terrifying.
Okay.
It's terrifying to me. I'm not doing multiple things on my phone.
Really?
Oh, no. I can do multiple things all the time.
I know you can, but aren't you terrified that something's going to go terribly wrong?
No, not at all.
Again, Dylan, the things that give me anxiety.
Yeah, well,
I should grow
long.
The hell up. Okay. Citywide 50-50 is underway. That's a good sign that we're almost out of tickets at your location. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we are. So we're getting some more delivered.
What number are you at this morning?
We are at 1,100.
Okay.
1,100.
Just feels like we should have had more tickets to begin with. Would have really cut out this situation you're dealing with.
It would have helped.
Okay. All right. So 1,100 there. Robbie's over 1,000. I mean, not a bad start. Today's our first. We only learned about the Citywide 50-50 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We know this will ramp up. We're also dealing with kind of a tired sleep. Everybody seem tired to you, Katie, this morning?
They are starting to wake up because the coffee at A&W is really good, but at first, people were pretty groggy.
Yeah.
The 18 burgers. That's the way you start your day.
11 o'clock bedtime because of the Oilers. We're gonna fall apart if they make the Stanley Cup Finals. We're just not going to be able to do it, Dylan. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the bright side. We don't want them to lose, but if they do, we'll get back to a decent schedule again.
So tired. I feel like hot and sweaty.
8 o'clock, 8:30 on Sunday. Is that right?
Like,
who are they?
It's like
when they're scheduling it. They're going like this. They're going like, well, let's see what happens if we give them an 8:30 p.m. Huh?
See what happens.
And you want to complain about 8? Here's a 9 p.m. for you. Like, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. So 8 o'clock again tomorrow night. Go and see Katie. A few questions are: where are they? So Katie, you are at what many would call St. Albert Trail, but those who know, it's Marc Messier Trail,
yeah.
Just
and
north,
137th Ave.
Yeah, north of 137th there, where they've got a hotel. That's, Dylan, if you're going to stay somewhere to take in all of Edmonton, you do it right there in the middle of a field. That's a great spot for to stay.
I imagine it's quiet.
I actually think it's really busy on the weekends when I drive by, so I don't know what they're doing in the hotel on the weekends, but there's lots of people.
Like, when you stay at a hotel and you're on vacation, you're like, hey, let's go walk around the hotel and see what's around.
Sure.
It's a field and an odd, shady-looking car dealership across
the
street.
Do they have a water slide? Because that could mean something.
I don't think they do. Katie, can you go check for the next...
I can't see a water slide.
I don't think there's a water slide there, Dylan.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay, well, go see Katie. She's there till 10 o'clock. We just got a new supply of tickets. They're $5 each. On May 24th, we do the grand prize draw. There's a couple early bird draws for $1,000 from Mr. Lube and an e-bike that's worth like $3,000. What's it worth?
Of a Moose e-bike valued at $4,300.
Right, so you want to get your tickets as soon as you can. So Katie's, St. Albert Trail-ish in 137th, and Robbie's at Ellerslie and Parsons Road at an A&W there. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a little while. So we do it again tomorrow. Megan, sitting over there. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
She will be in Stony Plain, right?
I'm so excited.
And Jeff, you know that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll be at Sherwood Park tomorrow at an A&W. I should probably get the address. Sherwood Park there's probably a few A&Ws.
This is unbelievable. They don't even have a pool, I think, at that hotel.
Not a pool?
They don't have a pool, let alone a water slide.
Ugh.
$149 for what? That's what I want to know.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Good news is the backup entry ballots are on the way. We almost sold out earlier. We're in two locations. One is up from us here on Gateway, up in on St. Albert Trail / Marc Messier Trail, just up from 137th.
Mm.
And one is down from us on Gateway. Don't worry, Dylan. You can finish your breakfast. I'll keep talking.
No, I'm good now.
At Parsons and Ellerslie, A&W, where Robbie is. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, guys.
Aaron is here now because he caught a little bit of the last conversation with Robbie. And Aaron is here to clear something. Well, clear it up or muddy it up even more.
Okay, what?
Okay. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Okay, so Aaron wants to add a third dimension to this entire argument.
Good.
Okay, because Dylan said Katie is just down there on St. Albert Trail.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't say that because we're south of her.
Why can't I say that?
We're down from her. She's up there. Robbie's down from us.
I'm sorry.
We're up from Robbie.
Sorry. I'll do another run. Hold on.
Okay, what are you doing, Robbie?
Sorry, we're waiting. There's a lineup of people. I was just buying people coffees for waiting.
Okay. Aww. Well, do you want us to let you go then, or do you want to?
I just delivered them. No, keep going.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. So Aaron here wants to add more to this that'll either confuse it or clear it up. So go ahead there, Aaron.
So yeah, my position is that you're all wrong. Okay. If not, you wouldn't be up or down. You guys would be north or south or east or west.
Okay, we're not a scout troop.
Is Robbie on top of the building handing up coffee?
Right.
Which would make him up because he's higher up.
Yeah.
So you're talking elevation here.
Right.
All right. Well, I mean, Robbie, can you check? How far above sea level are you at the ANW there? Because that way, that's the only way we'll know if he's up or down
true, though,
from us.
He's not up from anywhere.
We're probably pretty similar. I think we're like just under 700 meters above sea level.
But where are we here on at Gateway, though?
You'd be very, very close.
Okay, so that's a tough one to do. So let me ask you this, Aaron, smart guy.
Yeah.
If you go to Calgary, as far as I know, Calgary's higher than we are in elevation, correct?
Yes. Yep.
It probably would be, yeah.
So are you going up to Calgary or are you going down to Calgary?
I
always say I'm going up to Calgary.
Personally, I do.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. That's you never say point. You're going up to Calgary, even though they're higher in elevation. You don't go up to Denver.
Yeah, my apologies.
You don't go
I
up to Banff. You go over to Banff.
No, I would say I'm going up to see my parents.
Okay, so Robbie.
You're not going up to see your parents.
I would be, though, yeah.
Robbie's at about 689 meters elevation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
are we different?
Then we go on over to Katie, and Katie is actually about 698.
So she is up from Robbie.
She is up from Robbie.
Well, there you go. Yes! We cleared it up there, Aaron. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good morning. Okay.
Woo!
Citywide 50-50. They're down, they're up, they're everywhere. And we're doing it a lot until May 24th in the grand prize draw. We've got two spots we're at tomorrow. So Stony Plain, you don't have to go very far to get your tickets tomorrow. Megan will be in Stony Plain at the A&W there. Jeff will be at the Emerald Shopping Plaza. Is that right? The Emerald Hill Shopping Plaza tomorrow with Citywide 50-50 tickets between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. But for now, Robbie is down from
he's down
over Ellerslie and Parsons Road. Robbie, give us an update. What's happening?
We're doing good. We just got the tickets. Thank you, Hannah. She dropped off a bunch of tickets. We are good to go. Just keep coming. Keep filling out. Keep keep spending those monies that you got.
Uh-huh. Good.
We got those air fresheners that you want.
Recently,
okay,
you
sounds
easy. We're
only
1,000. We're like 1,100. $1,100.
Okay, so a slower start this morning. It's our very first day with the Citywide 50-50, but go and see Robbie. He's got another hour to go for you to get the tickets. And if you be so kind to bring a case of Canada Dry ginger ale to Robbie, not because he's thirsty, but because Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother's 90th birthday. Grandma Rosie.
Yeah.
Her 90th birthday is on Saturday, and Dylan wants to give her as much ginger ale as possible to make up for a contest she won 60 years ago but never got the ginger ale.
We're coming together as a city to right a wrong.
Right. So how many cases of ginger ale have you been?
We've got three sitting there.
Hey, that's all right.
And
thank you.
It all adds up. Okay, and you can bring ginger ale to Megan tomorrow in Stony Plain as well. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Robbie. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, there it is. All right, get your Citywide 50-50 tickets, and also Katie is up. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, I don't necessarily.
So if you were going to hang out at my parents' house at the Three Robins Retirement Facility in Red Deer, would you go down?
I would just say I'm going up to see them.
You're going up to see my parents?
I would, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's just how that's the.
Well, now hang on. They live on the third floor of the Three Robins Retirement Center.
I am going up to see your parents.
You've got me there, Dylan. Okay.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton,
a Rogers Radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know. Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Citywide 50-50 starts today.
KISS.
It's Pepper and Dylan, Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
Half the jackpot going to Kidsport Alberta. The other half goes to you, A&W. We can't thank them enough for hosting us at locations throughout the next month.
Yeah.
Katie and Robbie are out this morning. Both of them ran out of tickets at some point, but both of them should have tickets now.
Supplies are back. We're good. We're good now.
Oh, yeah. We are flush with tickets.
Okay, good. Good.
Katie, Northwest Crossing Edmonton, 137th, and Mark Messier Trail. She's at the A&W there. And Ellerslie, Edmonton. The Petro-Can A&W location off of Ellerslie and Parsons Road is where we'll find Robbie this morning. Morning, Robbie.
Hello.
Now, it's either a good sign that we ran out of tickets on our very first day because it's been so frantic.
Okay.
Or it's a bad sign because somebody just forgot to bring more tickets.
Hmm.
Robbie?
Yeah?
Is it the latter or the former?
you know, a little bit A, a little bit B.
Which one's the latter, and you don't know which one's the former, do you?
Listen,
that one
all I know is we have
me all the time.
The latter or former?
Is it the latter or the former?
The latter's the last one.
The latter's the last one. The former's the one.
Yeah.
Even more latter than latter.
What?
Yeah. I know. It's an expression.
How is that
a
weird expression for
you? I have to stop and think every time on that expression.
Former is the before.
Yeah, right. So, but latter is the one before, so it should be, is it the latter or the latterer?
Why, what?
Yeah.
Why would you say it like that?
Well, I don't know. I probably shouldn't. And I don't, but I should.
Former or latter?
I will.
What? My head hurts.
It's, yeah, he's
been doing this all long, Marty. No, Marty,
I'm getting caught up in a lot of things. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. The old
I know.
Okay, so it's whatever.
What was the point of this?
We're flush with tickets now. 50-50.
Robbie, how
many? We're not going to run out now.
We at this location here, Ellerslie Parsons, we're over $1,500.
That's okay. That's okay.
Which is awesome.
Listen,
and seven cases of ginger ale.
Very nice. We want you to bring ginger ale all this week if you're buying 50-50 tickets. And Megan, you'll be in Stony Plain tomorrow, and Jeff will be at the Emerald Hills A&W in Sherwood Park. Mm-hmm. Bring ginger ale, cases of Canada Dry. Sorry to be so specific, but the diet or the regular, because it's Grandma Rosie's 90th birthday on Saturday. That's Dylan's girlfriend's grandmother. And
I like to think of her as a grandma to everyone.
Very nice. And she loves her ginger ale. She won a contest 60 years ago but never got her ginger ale. So Dylan wants to give her all the ginger ale she can handle. So if you can help us blow Grandma Rosie's mind on Saturday on her birthday, her 90th birthday, and get more ginger ale than one human being should ever have, that's our plan. So bring ginger ale this week to the Citywide 50-50. Okay, Robbie, you were just whispering something.
Oh, just saying goodbye. Oh, I say a shout out to Chrissy. She brought us mustard chips that we have to try.
Okay, that's nice.
Those mustard chips from France. And then also big shout out to Mountain Mike's parents. It's his birthday today, and they came down and bought him some tickets.
Gordon and Angie!
So. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been fun. A lot of visits from people. 50-50 is back, baby. So
you said $1,500 roughly of worth of tickets that we've sold?
Yep, you got it.
Okay. Is that a good start? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Is that okay, Robbie?
It's not bad for day one, first time we do it after an Oiler game, right? It's
kind of
slow in the city.
Okay.
Where was little Katie at?
12:15 when she ran out of tickets.
Come
she
on,
probably
Katie.
Has more tickets now, so she'll be back higher when we talk to her next. Make sure you get your tickets earlier this year, $1,000 gift card to Mr. Lube.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
So I'll just dial Katie right now. We'll see.
See that will be drawn on the 10th, and then on the 17th will be the other early bird draw, which is for the Vamoose e-bike, valued at $4,300.
So if Robbie's at $1,500, Katie had that delay because they ran out of tickets. So we've got a real situation to brew in here, Dylan. Let's see.
Yeah.
Will Katie be outselling Robbie this morning on the first day at Citywide 50-50?
If she gets those tickets in time.
All right, Katie's decided that she's...
Well, maybe she's really backlogged now that the tickets are coming.
Not willing to participate in this little survey here, I guess.
She's got the right number.
Look at this.
Okay, so it has not been initialized by the customer you are calling.
She doesn't even have her voicemail set up?
I don't think people do that anymore.
Or you called the wrong number.
Oh, yeah, did you do that again?
I called the right number.
You got confused with her numbers. He's double.
I might have not called the right number.
Okay. Okay.
What do you mean a lot of people don't set up their voicemail?
Yeah, the voicemail isn't a thing anymore. That's old school.
Well, I don't like checking my voicemails.
Setting it up's a waste.
But setting, you have to have it set up. 917-917, is your voicemail initialized by the user?
I don't think mine is.
Morning.
Good morning. Katie?
Sometimes you don't know.
Hello? No, what? Oh, that was Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is your
call has been forwarded to voicemail.
You're
the person you're trying to reach is not available at the tone.
Well, now it's either initialized or it isn't initialized.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
You got to do
one of the
double.
Numbers was wrong then.
Your voicemail isn't set up.
Call me. I don't think so.
Let me see. We're going to call Dylan to find out if his voicemail is set up. What a friend.
Half an hour left, though, right? Half an hour left.
Hang on, Robbie. We're checking Dylan's voicemail to see if he's set it up. What a friend, knowing your phone number off by heart, hey?
Oh, but...
Hello?
No. Dylan.
What?
You weren't supposed
we're
to answer.
Dylan! Sorry!
No, can you do it again?
No, we're not.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll
I forgot all about what we were doing because you talk so much.
We were
But from my what I remember, though, this is better than last year's first day for 50-50.
Okay, that's a good start.
Okay, all right.
There, I'll hit
voicemail. Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
the person you're trying to reach is not available. At the
tone, that's weird.
Please record.
Who's that guy?
When you have.
Where did you get that guy from, Dylan?
He's my Siri.
That's your guy. Yeah. Oh, we did talk about.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Let's call me. Who's my guy? Hang on there, Robbie. Hang on here.
Well, I'm hanging.
Yeah, Robbie.
Ooh, this is.
Do you have anything better to do this morning?
This is exciting.
Well,
okay. Hang on. Let's just check my.
I want to know mine next.
Check mine. I want to see here. Oh, hang on. Hello.
Damn it! You guys.
Robbie, I miss you.
Oh, here's Katie. Hi, Katie.
Katie, hello.
Hello, no,
Katie?
She's gone. She's disconnected. Okay.
What? All right. Happening?
Go buy tickets from Robbie at the Citywide 50/50.
What a mess.
See you later, Robbie.
Okay, bye.
Another half an hour left to go.
We're in three things. That's right.
Really?
Yeah. This is still going on?
Apparently so.
Historical hangar in Edmonton burnt yesterday. If you looked to the sky around 7 o'clock and was like, whoa, what's on fire? It's sad. It was like a World War era hangar that was... downtown next to Nate, it collapsed in on itself after about 40 minutes of burning, and it's caused problems throughout the day. Even the Nate main campus at this point could be closed. You got to look into it. You are closed for today. Your Nate.
I am closed. Yes.
Your Nate situation got emailed out to you.
Yeah, we just got it. It was from our stores where we rent out equipment. They said, by the way, building's closed today. Like, okay, cool.
Well,
at least building V
is it exam time for some students at Nate? Wouldn't it be?
It is, yeah. There's some final exams and whatnot,
check into
but
it. All right.
Not as many.
Yeah, that fire was a blazing, huh?
It really was bad when you saw it across the city, but that's what it was.
How many alarms was it, you think?
That's a five alarmer.
Five alive.
Does that mean five different firehouses? Is that what a five-alarm fire
including
is?
Including two of the big ladder trucks.
Is that what that means?
Yeah,
when they say a five-alarm fire or a three-alarm fire, it's how many trucks come?
It can be, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Katie said she was trying to call us back. She doesn't know their total out of there because there's so many people. We just got a text
message. Sounds busy. Very good. Thank you, Katie. Good.
Let's end with Oilers here this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports! Text message says, I'm pretty sure my voicemail is set up, but I don't know because I never call myself.
True.
It's a good point. You should try it, but don't answer it.
Very confusing. Yeah. Oilers win 7-4 yesterday. Game number one of the playoffs. They beat the Kings. They now lead 1-0. Zach Hyman with a hat trick.
Yeah.
What a game for Zach. 1,131 hats thrown onto the ice.
McDavid. That's the official number of hats?
Yeah. They count
two commercial breaks, right, to clean up all the hats?
It was crazy. Connor McDavid, 5 assists. Overall, the exact start we want for the Oilers.
Megan has a friend who is on hat cleanup detail at Rogers Place somehow. Mm. Well, we're connected, Dylan.
Yes.
I got connections.
And you have the answer on what exactly happens with the hats after they've collected them?
Yes.
Okay.
So she told me that they collect them and then they take them to the players after the game.
Mm-hmm.
The players will take pictures of what ones they might want or anything. And then they're donated to shelters in which the player might have a specific charity that they want.
Wait a second. The players take a picture of which ones they may want.
There's some special ones.
Are the players just taking other people's hats?
It sounds like they might be.
They might be.
Seems odd.
And then they get
thanks for your hat. We make millions.
Well, they don't have access to all the Oilers hats. There isn't like a little hat closet there where you can get all the hats.
Might be like special edition or like someone made one, you know.
I would be upset if I threw my hat on the ice to find out that Hyman's wearing it on the weekend.
Wouldn't you like that?
No.
If he's giving an interview today and he's wearing the hat that you threw on the ice, you'd be like, that's my hat.
Wouldn't you be excited?
I'd want to be paid for that.
No.
You'd want your hat back. Like autograph it and give it back to me.
Yeah.
They get to pick out of that whole 1,300 pile of hats.
Yeah, if they see a cool one.
If they're like, oh, that's a cool hat, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So a hockey player could be wearing your hat.
So what happens if you phone your own phone? Do you know?
Didn't you just do that?
Let's try.
No, I called from a different phone.
Oh.
But if I use my phone to phone my phone, will it go to voicemail?
I don't know.
Let's see.
You may as well try. By the way, those were the three things you needed to know.
Oh, my phone just shut down.
Unknown.
Game two happens tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Rogers. Okay, here you go.
Yeah, it goes to my voicemail.
Instantly?
Yep, instantly goes to my voicemail.
Here we go, Dylan. Oh, this is big.
Welcome to Rogers Wireless.
Right to voicemail, huh?
Ah, baby.
Isn't that something?
We learned a lot here.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay. We'll get a final tally here at the Citywide 50-50. Day one, not a bad start for day one. Megan said, on par with past Citywide 50-50s.
Yep.
That's no good.
Okay.
Must be higher.
Must.
Yeah. We're out again tomorrow. Megan will be in Stony Plain at the 44th Street. I can't tell them apart, Dylan.
Oh, boy. So it says right in front of you.
There it is. 44th Ave, Stony Plain. 4801 44th Ave. And Jeff will be at Emerald Drive, Sherwood Park.
I want to beat Jeff.
A&W location. So we've got Stony Plain versus Sherwood Park. A little community pride tomorrow.
Yes.
So let's, what do you want? You want the Oilers thing first here?
We'll do
Oilers
thing first.
So we heard earlier this morning from Dylan's friend, too, who operates Jack's Burger Shack. Go ahead and talk about the superstition and how it remains alive, Dylan.
Very, very cool. I mean, this is happening in our city with the Oilers. It's been going on for about a year. The Oilers coaching and training staff, one time during a homestand, will get Jack's Burger Shack.
Right. Same order every time.
Yeah. When they do, they have always ended up winning
that game.
So whether or not they're superstitious, they do it one time, and it's always a win. So yesterday, Two was very, very nervous throughout the day, waiting to see if his phone would ring, and then if his phone would ring, if the streak would in fact stay alive. Now, there's not a good streak for the Oilers winning the very first game of the series of the playoffs at home.
Yeah, they don't have a good record in game one recently, in recent years, right?
So selfishly, he didn't really want them to call.
He didn't want to jinx that.
Right, and then have it be not...
Right,
the magic that it was.
Right, okay, yeah. Which superstition is stronger? Right. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Turns out they did call.
Uh huh.
And they did order Jack's yesterday.
And they broke that streak.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So here we sit with now knowing that the winning formula is the coaching and training staff eating Jack's before a game.
Now their usual routine though is they only order it once. During a home stand, like if they've got three home games in the span of a week, they'll only order it once.
Right.
So they ordered it yesterday for the first game of the home stand. Do they order it for tomorrow, or is it?
I don't think
yesterday's take care of tomorrow.
And you know, sports people, they're going to be the most superstitious out of everyone. Okay. They got to keep that for a game six, game seven.
So it is on record. They have never lost when they order Jack's Burger Shack before the game when the coaching and training staff does it. Okay.
So we now know the reason.
Okay. Very interesting. All right.
See what happens tomorrow night's game.
Okay, so let's go here. I love this jingle so much.
It's Pepper and Dylan, Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
Yeah, we've started the Citywide 50-50 today. We ran into a situation where we were out of tickets for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was Robbie down on Ellerslie and Parsons. He's winding down. Good morning, Robbie.
Hi.
And Katie, who's in her car on the way back, because she's got to be here in 10 minutes or else we have to stay.
Aw, Katie.
Not happening, Katie.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get there.
How far away are you?
Well, I just left there 5 minutes ago.
No! Katie!
Take your time.
I'm sorry.
So, Katie, we were trying to get a hold of her earlier, but she was swamped because they ran out of tickets, and then they got tickets, and there was a massive crowd. So, Katie, I'm assuming, and your total might be a little bit outdated now since you had to leave and get here, but what was the total when you got into your whip?
Well, when I got in, it was over 1,600, okay. And we weren't even writing it down anymore.
Okay. Because it was so hectic, Dylan.
That's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So reason to believe, fair to say, we're going to be over 2,000 at the location on St. Albert Trail today at A&W?
We still got 11 minutes, so.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Katie. You're not going fast enough, Katie.
I'm trying.
Look at Dylan's gut. Like, he's getting ready to put his jacket on and get his keys. You got to get here.
I didn't wear a jacket today. I'm going right out.
And 11 o'clock, she'll have the code word for the $20,000 challenge. Thanks so much for helping out today,
Katie.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Robbie, you heard that. You're at Ellerslie and Parsons. This is the final update on the very first day of the return of the Citywide 50-50. What do you have, Robbie?
Well, we are pretty close to Katie.
We're at 1650.
Mm-hmm.
No lineup, though.
Oh.
10 minutes left. No lineup.
Okay.
I mean, it just takes a couple big Browns here.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Okay. 9 minutes left to go and see Robbie. Thanks, Robbie.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Robbie. Robbie is in studio tomorrow. Megan and Robbie switch out, and Megan will be at Stony Plain. And Jeff again at Sherwood Park with the Citywide 50-50. So a good start to the Citywide 50-50, right?
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Your average start, and if you consider the fact that people are kind of dragging a bit after the late game last night, et cetera, et cetera. This is going to be a great Citywide 50-50 grand prize draw May 24th, plus two early bird draws as well.
All right. Matter of fact,
so $20,000 sound at 11 o'clock this morning. Another chance to guess this and win this, okay? 18 degrees the high today. Beautiful day again today. We need it. We love it. We'll have as many of these. I saw buds on the trees yesterday.
What? Really?
Taking old Biff for a walk. I noticed some of the trees got some buds on them.
That's some good news.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bud.
No, Megan, we're leaving. You got to go home.
Get out of here, Megan.
You all tried, right. And sometimes you failed, and that was a fail.
Final thoughts, Dylan.
Around you.
Final thoughts for the day?
Yeah.
Listen, when the sun is shining and the Oilers win, grab yourself a hot dog today, and then grab a second one for your other hand. Enjoy.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.